Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. I was just curious all your opinions about this. Like, do you think a movie is a good adaptation or a good format for an adaptation of a Dragon Quest story? For me, I think because Hori is a big nerd, Yuji Hori the creator, I think he really was influenced by anime and the storytelling styles of anime and manga, where it's like, it's a chapter by chapter kind of installment, where I feel like 5 and other games in the series, like, it would fit better as an ongoing weekly anime series where every week is a different adventure. Maybe you sit in a village for a few episodes. It feels more appropriate than kind of like selectively pulling chapters and putting them in one container, you know, for a movie.
Mm-hmm. I think Dragon Quest V is the last Dragon Quest game where that approach, you know, like the single story kind of works. Because after this, you know, you switch to the Heartbeat developed games and beyond, and those are all very much about episodes. I feel Dragon Quest VI is the first of the series where it's really, really like every place you go is a self-contained story with a strong narrative and kind of its own conclusion. And that's something that carries through really all the way to Dragon Quest XI, although, you know, the bigger picture is really important there. But Dragon Quest V is the last, I think, game in the series where it really does feel like here is a saga. And I guess I could see like breaking it into the hero's childhood, the hero's adolescence, the hero's adulthood, you know, kind of breaking into those three parts. But you know, you don't get as much of the episodic style as you do with 6, 7, 9, etc.
For me, I would say no. Like I mentioned earlier, I need a more immersive experience because without being able to be a character in this world, it's just too generic fantasy for me. Mm. And I think what makes this world, the Dragon Quest world, most distinct and unique are the monsters. And I want to be able to interact with the monsters. Like, I want to recruit a slime knight, or, you know, be taught by a slime how to gamble, stuff like that. Yeah. If I can't have that, then I'm just not interested.
I guess we don't see enough of the monsters in this game. There are the iconic ones, of course, like the saber-toothed tiger, the slime. But the monster stuff is really such a small part of the movie. Like, you'll see them in montages with the hero just doing random fights as they're like kind of skipping through the adventure. But yeah, like, the monsters don't have as much character in this movie as they normally do in the games.
I found the slime to be delightful up to a certain point. And I wish there was more to, slime action in it. Like, the slime does like one cool thing, and that's about it.
I did enjoy the training montage where Luca is fighting the metal slimes and having no luck whatsoever.
That's
great.
My favorite joke in the whole thing. Yeah, it's like the different clangs on each of them as it just does no damage.
They felt like more like winks to you than something that they would have developed for like a scene. Like, I would have liked to see a scene of him fighting metal slimes, but again, this is a movie. We can't have like a random encounter in this movie, you know. Which
even
is again
more monsters though.
I agree.
I don't think there was even a single Dracky.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing one Dracky in this.
There's wyverns and cyclopes and all kinds of.
There's few of the baby,
kind of the big monsters, but
there's few of the baby ones in this. Like, it's more when it's time for fighting It's usually it's later in the when you'd be so leveled up you wouldn't fight the goofy ones as much. You just fight the, or maybe he also thought like, oh, it looks bad in animation to see him kill these silly smiling faces, so let's stick to the rougher looking guys that he fights.
It could be,
hey,
maybe
kill them though. Just be in the background.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why they gloss over the hero's childhood with that, like, let's play in the beginning, because that's when the lesser enemies, the more cutesy enemies, are a part of your journey when you're a kid.
You know, no slime murder in this movie.
Well, and also I think they might have tried to avoid confusion with having generic slimes and Gutrude. Although I feel like, you know, it'd have more impact to me if you saw him fighting like generic slimes and then one of them is like, hey, whoa, no, I'm not a bad guy. I'm just your friend. I want to be your buddy.
Yeah, but we need that moment, the I'm not a bad slime moment.
Yeah, just like good old Healy from Dragon Quest IV, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that they trusted the audience enough to make that distinction.
Hmm. I was waiting for the moment in the movie where it's like, oh, one of the monsters stuck around. He's looking at you, interested. What do you do?
I mean, we all know why now, but...
Healy is from 4, though, so if they put that in this movie, I think the fans would have been outraged.
I was just saying, Healy, that's a moment in that game where just like, I want to be a good monster. Like, let me be with you. So I feel like that could have been a moment in this game too. But
I think the movie it's a good format for re-exploring nostalgia for the many people who played it. But yeah, as an introduction to the world of Dragon Quest, it skips over especially some major things that I'm like, you need to know about that orb, like, but they don't have time. They skip over the childhood stuff so fast.
Yeah.
You need to spend that time with Bianca, go into that tower and get that orb for you to care as much. Like, that's actually, they really count on you to care about Bianca because you played the game, not because you saw child Bianca and you had adventures together.
It is funny, like, the one childhood scene they animate in the beginning of the movie is the one that's vital to the plot, where it's like him giving himself the orb in the future, or the future version of himself the orb, because it's like, you can't just put that the graphics from the game on there. It has to be more meaningful than that.
I totally forgot that Nira was even in the beginning, really gloss over his childhood.
Yeah, but like you get
I saw
screen.
It in the second viewing. The first viewing, I was like, "Oh, did they even show that she knows him?" I totally forgot about that part.
There's just a lot of assumptions on the filmmaker's part of like, well, you know what happened with Bianca, or you know what's important about this orb and why it matters that a guy who looks like you in the future asks for this orb. Like, it doesn't, you don't need to see it on screen. And also, like, there's only so many places they can go. Are they going to build an entire tower set for the movie just for a 5-minute scene of hanging out with Bianca?
I wish they did, but they couldn't do that. But I feel like they were selective with what they included in the movie, because they have to truncate some stuff for the purpose of this narrative, where you don't need to find all the Zenithian armor or whatever. You just need to get that sword, right? And instead of having two children, the hero has one child. Like, all of these smart subtractions.
Like you're erasing the girl. Twins. Yeah. Getting rid of the girl. Like, Toriyama has so few female characters that aren't like a nagging wife that I like the twin girl in that. It when you meet your son, I'm like, what's going on? These are twins. You gave birth to twins.
But really disappointed me too. I don't know why they cut her out. Why couldn't they put her in there?
I think they just wanted to make it about a sole character taking on that role.
And it's, you know, additional characters to juggle in the story, more to animate, you know, it's probably cost saving and efficiency also, because you only have what, like 100 minutes to get the story told.
And the son shows up with like 20 minutes to go in the movie,
but the fact that they're like, oh, let's go around the girl.
It does feel like a
video game adaptation.
Like, this is a movie for men or boys or whatever, so let's keep the boy.
It's about a man and his son.
Exactly.
And then his son.
He could be a dad one day.
Yeah.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.